Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, precious saints of God. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Today is our final teaching, our final session on the series Mothers Sowing in Tears, Reaping in Joy, which is based on Psalm 126. To begin the broadcast, I have here the song, If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again, by the Five Blind Boys of Alabama. Mississippi singing, If I Can Only Hear Mama Pray Again. It's a classic. Everybody sings it. They sing it in every church, in every denomination. Someone has sung a rendition of that song. And with good reason. Mamas are powerful when they pray. In case mothers didn't know it, mothers have a special place with God. Special. Listen to me, saints. The first prayer warrior in the Bible was a woman. Pastor, that's not possible. Well, let me take you to Genesis 3. Genesis 3. Look, turn with me to Genesis 3. It says in Genesis 3:15, God speaking to Satan, I will put enmity between thee and the woman. There it is. Not between you and Adam. Not between you and father, you and daddy. I'm going to put enmity between you and mama, you and the woman. And this is why women have so much pull with God, because God set the match. God set up the fight card, if you will. When I was a boy, we used to listen to the Friday night fights coming out of Madison Square Garden, we would say, okay, who's fighting tonight? What's on the fight card? Well, since the beginning of time, it's been Satan versus mama. Satan versus praying women. Satan versus godly woman. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It's a family fight. It's a fight over seeds. Which seed survives? Which children survive? Which children? Which children survive? And the children of the kingdom survive because there are praying mothers. Praying mothers. Are you a praying mother? If you're not, you soon will be, because your children will give you cause to pray. Even the good ones. Even the good ones would give you cause, reason to pray. So today is Thursday, May 11th. We've been working out of a book entitled, a book by Samuel Prime, a book entitled Prayer and Its Answers, illustrated in 25 years of the Fulton Street prayer meeting. It's a different book by the same author that of the book that we're studying on the Tuesday night prayer line. All of his books are just amazing, all of them, every single one. Anything that you find by Samuel Irenaeus Prime, purchase it. If you ever find yourself in an old bookstore, say, where's your religious section? And you may find a copy there. You may find a gem in some dusty old shelf that no one's looked at for years. You may find a copy of Samuel Irenaeus' Prime books, any five of them. And I could be traveling down a road and I see used bookstore and I quickly make the turn. My family knows I have to stop. Do you have a religious section? Oh, yes, right this way. And they say, here goes Dad. He'll be there for hours. He'll be there for hours. Well, we've been looking at testimonials of mothers who prayed for their wayward children. I have two for you here today, two smaller ones. One was a testimonial by a Scandinavian, a man who with his parents, migrated from Scandinavia to the United States. And I want to read the last portion of it. Well, let's read it all. Let's read it all today. It says, a Scandinavian said, this is his quote, God hears and answers prayer, I know, for he heard and answered my mother's prayers for me. Now, notice what he said. He says, first of all, I know God hears and answers prayer. See, what good is it? I grew up in a family where I would see people kneel before things and talk to it and pray to it. And never get answers. First of all, the thing they were praying to had ears, but it couldn't hear, had eyes, but it couldn't see. It was a statuette. It was a figurine of some supposed saint, male or female. It made no difference. My family prayed to all kinds of saints. And I would see them there praying for hours to things that had ears fashioned and painted on the figurine, but couldn't hear and never answered. So the Scandinavian says, God hears and answers prayer, I know, for he heard and answered my mother's prayers for me. Years and years ago, in our home in Scandinavia, she prayed that I might give my heart to Jesus. But my mother and my father died before I felt any concern about my soul. After their death, I came to this country, and then I followed the sea and served, and then served in the army. Go where I would, land, on land or sea, I could not escape the memory of my mother's prayers. They pursued me everywhere until at last I gave my heart to Jesus and became a Christian man. Oh, my brothers and sisters, mothers who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Psalm 126, verse 5. Let's pray. Oh, God, we pray, Lord, that after today's lesson, we would take away the fact everywhere it is recorded that you hear and you answer prayer. Let us never doubt that God is not like the idols which men fashion. Men fashion idols, they fashion gods, and they give them arms, and they give them eyes, and they give them ears, but they see not, they hear not, and they deliver not. But you, O Lord, you hear and you answer prayer, especially the prayers of sorrowful, heartbroken mothers who weep over their wayward children. Drive that home today, O Lord, in our hearts. In this last lesson, fasten that truth to our hearts, that no matter how bleak the situation may seem, no matter how far gone our child may be, no matter how lost and out of reach they are from us, they are not out of reach for Almighty God, who will track them down and bring them to the cross. Bless us, O God, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. Here's testimonial number 4. Another said that a faithful mother's prayers had been answered in his case. He was not a Christian when his mother died, but on her deathbed she made him promise that upon every anniversary of his birthday, he would consider his spiritual condition and examine his standing before God. His mother passed away, and soon came the first birthday. It found him wandering far in sin. The second birthday found him still further gone in the ways of evil. But the memory of that dying aroused him. Serious reflection followed. And while in the serious frame of mind, he entered a prayer meeting. There it is again. How vital it is for churches to have ongoing prayer meetings that are open to the public. Serious reflection followed. And while in this serious frame of mind, he entered a prayer meeting. Accidentally, he then thought, and there, seeing himself a sinner before God, he sought and found the way of eternal life in Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, nothing is accidental. There comes a day when God decides to honor mama's prayer, answer mother's prayer, and he draws that child, he woos that child, he causes that child to supposedly stumble upon a prayer meeting, but it's no stumbling. It's no accident. It's a divine appointment set up by God. So, what do we need? What do we need in our churches? We need praying mothers, praying fathers, brothers and sisters who don't stop praying for brothers and sisters. We need for a church to pray without ceasing. That's what we need. We need for people to pray around the clock, pray in faith. Those that come to God, says the author of Hebrews in the 11th chapter, the 6th verse, those that come to God must believe that he is, that he exists, that he hears and answers prayer, that he is the rewarder of them who diligently seek him. He rewards those who pray without ceasing. So what do we need in the church? We need people that pray. Now, if all of your children are saved, then take up the cause of a mother who has unsaved children. If you know of a neighbor whose son is strung out on whatever, and perhaps that mother isn't praying for her child, for perhaps she too may be in a state of darkness, take up the cause and pray for both mother and son. He doesn't have to be your child. All he needs to be is someone else's child. Just pray. Be a praying mother. If you have no children, pray for someone else's children. If all your children are already redeemed and under the blood of Jesus, pray for someone else's children. Pray for someone else's grandchildren. Pray. The church is called to pray. Individually, we're called to pray. To pray for the saving of mankind. But then also the church. The church, the leadership, the pastor, the deacons, the trustees must do everything in their power to ensure that there is an ongoing prayer meeting so that when sinners feel convicted of God, there is a house of worship opened with open doors, ready to receive them. If you read these testimonials, what they all had in common was a praying mother, a God who hears and answers prayer, and a church who had its doors open, conducting a prayer meeting when that person came to Christ. And this is what we're looking to establish at Grace Church. I pray the day. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I see the day when Grace Church will have a 24-hour prayer meeting going on 7 days a week. We'll do it one day. We'll get there one day. We'll get there for the glory of God. One day, as we grow, as the church grows by the hundreds, we will enlist men and women of prayer to pray around the clock for revival. It's easily done. It's been done before. So continue to pray, continue to believe, continue to trust God. Do you have nieces and nephews? I have lots of nieces and nephews. Lots of nieces and nephews that I'm praying that they may come to Christ. They're not my children. They're the children of my siblings. But I'm praying for someone else's son. I'm praying for someone else's daughter. Do the same, saints. Stand in the gap. Stand in the gap for a mother who doesn't pray, for a father who doesn't pray. Pray that child in. Remember that in all of these testimonials, the mother died, but her prayers lived on. Because her prayers were placed in the hands of He who lives forevermore. And He answers prayer. And He does so in such a magnificent way. So let's continue to pray. I want to close today's broadcast with this beautiful song, Pier For You. I picked it. I selected. And the singer's name is, this is an old-time gospel singer. His name is Jimmy Davis. This is 1950s stuff, 1950s. And the song that he's going to sing for us now is called When I Prayed Last Night. When I Prayed Last Night. God bless you, saints.
Oh, my heart was so troubled that I knelt down to pray. It was then that I first saw the light. Jesus put His arms around me. I saw the scars in His hands. I saw Jesus when I prayed last night. When I prayed last night, I heard my Savior say, come to me, I will make your burden light. Then we walked through the valley, and we stood by His grave. I saw Jesus when I prayed last my dear mother told me a long time ago, trust in Jesus, He will make your future bright. Now I understand the meaning of His wonderful love. I saw Jesus when I prayed last night. When I prayed last night, I heard my Savior say, come to me, I will make your burden light. Then we walked through the valley, and we stood by His grave. I saw Jesus when I prayed.